B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WWROR, 80s and more. Good morning, that's Leonard Skinner. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 5:28, Friday, May 14th. Nothing of note other than it's just Friday. Isn't that great?
That's right.
Nothing of note. Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, Lauren Beckham Falcone.
Good morning. It's 54 degrees in Boston, and I have breaking news. It's Bob Bronson's birthday today, so everybody hold on tight.
Oh, well, I thought there was nothing of note, but
that's wrong.
Noteworthy.
That's noteworthy.
All right.
I'm thrilled. Yeah, you are thrilled. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm looking around. Looking for some confetti, some balloons.
Yeah, I didn't want to mess
up. Maybe a big happy birthday.
Yeah, no.
Not much, huh?
No, we're
you have a family, right?
Maybe.
Birthday is all day.
No, I kid. Go ahead.
Okay, look at him.
Just thanks.
No, they're he may be a certain age.
What'd they do for your work,
but
honey?
Inside, they're all big babies.
He wants it right off the bat.
Yeah.
All right. Got no patience.
I know.
You're running out of time.
Yeah. What day is it?
Is this a test?
No. No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:42. It's a beautiful Friday in the city. Partly, mostly sunny. And high 75. Did you write this, LBF?
No.
Kissing 80 inland, or are the weather forecasters stealing our bit?
Brian Bell wrote it.
Okay, good. Well, do you ever think you'd kiss 80 this early?
No, I never thought I'd kiss 80.
You might be.
But I hope to.
Yeah, that's great.
It's May 14th, the greatest day ever. Have a great May 14th, the greatest day ever.
Really?
Wow.
There you go, Bob.
Wow.
Yes,
wow, greatest day ever.
Why is it?
What makes it such a great day?
Gee, I wonder.
Ponder that.
What day is today?
Mm. Today is your birthday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. But hey, I don't want to make a big deal out of it.
Oh, no.
No, nothing.
So funny.
Nothing to, you know, get overly excited about.
Hey, let Michael Bolton sing, Bob.
January. Huh? January.
You are, God knows how old today.
All right, fine.
Now's your time to say the phrase.
Okay, well.
All right, now we're done.
Oh, I was about to jam.
But really, guys, no, don't.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
Yeah. Wow, Michael Bolton.
I love Michael Bolton.
And I really don't want to make it anything big.
Just a little teeny tiny mention.
That's all.
It's your birthday.
Like it. We're going to move on.
Oh, we're moving on?
We're moving on. Oh, boy. not a big birthday.
Just another birthday.
So we're good. Probably a little dinner with the wife tonight.
Right.
She mentioned a little cookout tomorrow.
Oh, yep.
Really? Yeah.
Nice.
That'll be good.
Just the two of you?
Yeah. Well, all the signs are there. There might be other people coming, but... I'm going to ignore that.
Why wouldn't there be? All the people want to celebrate your birthday.
It's not a big one, though, so I don't see why.
I know, but it's
care.
Still the day you were born. I'm so glad your dad went to Italy.
Okay. You know, they were married when I was, I know, but still, you had to go to Italy to meet her
and then bring her back here, and then you came along.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wow, what were the odds?
Hey, whatever they told you, that's great.
I tell you, my dad was a merchant marine.
Yes,
okay,
right.
Something about ports.
Of course we were married, son.
Yeah, right. Every port. Okay, but we're moving on. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah. 5:45. Hey, business at hand, Phil Collins. He is your 80s artist of the day today. So that's good news, right, Phil?
Phil's great.
The bad news. Last day of the 80s artist of the day. Wraps up today. So 7 more chances to win $500. That starts at 8 o'clock.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Morton.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. 559 is Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's find out what's happening in the world of news with LBF, and then I'll tell you who to listen to for $500 at 8 o'clock. All right, LBF.
All right, it's 54 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by the Jimmy Fund. There's no end in sight to violence in the Middle East. Israeli troops remain at the Gaza border, ready for a possible ground invasion of the Palestinian territory. A state of emergency has also been declared in an Israeli city where Jewish and Arab mobs are fighting in the streets. President Biden is pleading with drivers to stop panic buying and hoarding gas. That's what's led to gas shortages in the southeast after a cyber attack shut down a major pipeline. Massachusetts officials are planning to wait a little longer before lifting mask requirements indoors and outdoors. The current state rules require masks while indoors in public places and outside when social distancing is not possible. And Alex Rodriguez and tech billionaire Mark Lowry are buying NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves. The agreement includes the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx. In sports, the Red Sox bashed the A's 8-1 in Boston. They host the Angels tonight. The Celtics are back in action tomorrow with the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Stanley Cup playoffs get underway for the Bruins tomorrow. Boston will head to D.C. to take on the Capitals in game one. Weather today, sunny to partly cloudy at a high of 76. Kiss an 80 inland, a perfect day to celebrate Bob Bronson's birthday.
Thank you, LBF. A lot of other people have birthdays today.
Yeah, but not like you.
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, really?
Rob Gronk. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Danny Wood from New Kids.
Oh.
Fabrice from Milli Vanilli. Want me to stop?
No. Yeah. I actually feel like they're getting better.
Milli Vanilli. That's right. All right, Brian.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, let's be cool. Here we go. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get your battery tested free of charge or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, I'm going to tell you how delusional people are. I mean, we as a group, humans, just really think we're better than we are.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, wow.
Now, look, I know what you're talking about. These people are insane.
Right.
You should not encourage this.
No.
Okay, so hang on to that. All right, Brian, what do you got?
It's finally happening. It's finally happening. The Friends reunion. We got a date yesterday and a trailer. It's the one where they all get back together.
I see what you did there.
Could you? Could you be any happier?
I could not be any happier.
Okay, there's a new seltzer that, Brian, I think you're going to like. It's called Afternoon Delight. Okay?
What is it?
Well, you'll have to wait for your afternoon delight. Okay, LBF.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, this is why people are delusional and dangerous and really should not be let outside.
Oh, boy.
Because 6% of Americans, that's almost 1 out of 10, think they could beat up a grizzly bear. Yeah. Yep. There's been a poll out talking about how what animals humans think they can beat up. So 6% say they could beat up a grizzly bear, which is actually not possible, so don't try it.
Beat up a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 out of 10 people think they could beat up a lion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
All right.
An elephant. I feel like...
Beat up an elephant.
Why would you ever want to beat up Dumbo?
Oh, no. Oh, God. No.
Again, same amount. Gorilla,
Dumbo's a
crocodile.
Small elephant, at least.
Yeah. Big ears. But, yeah.
72% say we could beat up a rat.
Oh, a rat.
Yeah, beat up a rat. Okay.
Really. Oh, just, it's crazy.
Have you seen The Revenant?
I have not, because it's
You've
too
violent.
You've
never seen The Revenant?
No, I don't want to see that.
You'll see what a grizzly bear will do.
My grizzly bears are nothing. What's that 70s show with the guy who lived in the mountains?
Grizzly Adams?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my jam.
That
so close.
Dan, what was his name?
Dan yeah. Grizzly?
I'm more Grizzly Adams than The Revenant.
Yeah, Grizzly
okay?
Adams.
But anyway, right. You can't do
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm going to
so
call
don't.
A timeout here, guys, because oh, no. Bill's got some. Hey, Bill, oh, what's going man. On?
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. What's going on?
Hey, today is my wife's birthday.
Hey, that's great. Would you like to wish her a happy birthday?
I would love to wish her a happy birthday.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday to my lovely wife, Kathy. who is a certain age that we cannot say, and and many, many more.
All right, good.
So thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Well, wish Kathy a happy birthday from all of us.
If she shares it with you, Bob Bronson, it. You know that?
Oh, he doesn't care about that. It's all about Kathy.
Oh,
very lucky.
She listens to your... She listens to that giveaway every day of the $1,000.
Super smart.
With the contest.
Well, we'll do it then.
Yeah, we'll give her a shout out. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Thanks, Bill. Spoiler, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. See, that's very nice.
Have a great day.
Very nice. Thanks,
Bye.
Bill. All right, Brian.
All right.
See, we had a timeout.
There we go. Yeah. Time out. Now we're back. could you hit that?
Oh, button? Sure. I agree. There we go.
Yeah. All right. The Friends reunion. It's finally got an air date. HBO Max, May 27th. It will be streaming The Friends Reunion, or the one where they get back together. It's a real-life, unscripted celebration.
Oh, it's not like a show?
So it's not,
just like a reunion with,
it's
like...
just kind of a get-together, reminisce.
Like a high school reunion.
Oh, that's no fun.
So, you know.
Oh, they don't get rescued from the island or anything?
No, it's not going to be... those usually end poorly.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, they want to make sure people know it's not a new episode.
Just hanging out.
But it's got
out.
Guest stars, David Beckham, Justin Bieber, James Corden, because he's in everything.
And they get $1 million apiece,
Cindy
probably,
Crawford.
For showing up.
No, they don't.
Okay.
They got $2.5 million apiece.
Good Lord.
So watch
was there
them
ever
get richer.
A bigger scam than the Friends? Oh, boy. Yeah, no, I was mean, they don't get rescued from the island. Like, you know, at least Gilligan, they came back into them.
Yeah, so.
Then the Globetrotters got stuck, if I remember.
Oh, yeah,
my. Oh, good time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
What a time to be alive.
Would you like some afternoon delight?
Okay, Bob. How you say it? It's just so.
What? Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about pickle juice. Pickle juice, yes. Delight. You
Delight.
Get it?
Delight.
Now you get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Truly, White Claw and Bon Viv have launched flavors that run the gamut, including fruit punch and all that good stuff. Well, enter Afternoon Delight Hard Pickle Seltzer. From a company called Brewmate. You've heard of Brewmate? Mm-hmm. They also make Crook and Marker. Yeah, so they're collaborated on some wonderful afternoon delight.
Really?
But please, don't wait till the afternoon to have it.
What time can you have it now?
You can have it in the morning.
I feel like we should have played that song.
You can have it at night.
I don't know. Morning seems like you might have a problem.
Whenever you want your afternoon delight.
Want to play it?
What do you got? No.
I love
good.
That song.
Yeah, I know.
Starland Vocal Band.
Yes.
Come on.
Rockets in Flight.
Yeah.
What kind of rockets?
Skyrockets.
Skyrockets in Flight. That's good. Thanks, guys.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
Enable ROR Boston.
Then say
Open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday. Going to be a beauty today. 76 degrees in Boston. But as you go inland, could be kissing 80. Never thought you'd be kissing 80 this soon, did you, LBF?
Nope, I didn't, but I'll
you
take
want
it.
Okay. 53 tonight, tomorrow. Not too shabby either. Sunny and 74. Pretty much same thing for Sunday. Maybe a little shower and high 74. Okay, LBF, hit it.
All right, ready?
Okay.
What it is you stand still, and then you just look up as far as you come. One, two, three, and then go back to the middle. Then down, one, two, three, and back to the middle. And then turn, you go to the left, to the right. You do three lots of that.
Okay, who is it, and what is he doing?
Okay.
I know who it is. You know that voice, right?
Yeah.
Sound familiar? You know who it is.
Okay, so it's someone you should know doing something you don't know.
Right.
Very weird. So, LBF, you'll tell us that in Dirty Laundry?
Yes,
who
I
that
will.
Is?
I
what,
am going
what
to
is
reveal
he doing?
That.
Who dat? Okay, who dat? Okay. All right, LBF, what else is coming up in Dirty Laundry?
I'm also going to reveal the one question Oprah wishes she didn't ask.
Oh, my God. She's asked a lot of questions.
I know. The one she regrets.
The one she regrets. Let's get in where the laundry is piling up. She's got to do her duty here.
I do.
You might need an extra load on this one.
I think
a lot
I'm okay.
Going on. You
I'm
okay?
Yep.
You don't think you need to,
I'm all
you know,
set.
Add a little softener to it?
No okay. Softener.
All right. God. Hit it hard.
Here brought to you by Spring Meadow
well, I mean, it's
Nursery.
Okay.
No.
No, I don't mean that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
Fabric.
Okay.
Fabric. You know,
hey,
metaphor.
It's Bob Bronson's birthday today, just FYI. That's
hey, happy so. Thank you, LBF.
Yeah, happy birthday to me.
Exactly.
He says.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to acknowledge
well,
that.
No one else is.
First off.
Oh, go ahead.
It's also Bobby Darin's birthday today.
Yeah, so Millie Vanilli, too.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to tell you in a few moments
yes.
The one question Oprah Winfrey wishes she wouldn't have asked.
The one question she wished she didn't ask.
Yep.
After 30 years.
I mean, all the questions in all the
more
land.
More bread?
This is the one. Right.
Don't ask her for more bread.
And also, we have that little clip that we played. With
yes.
This person. Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
So people
who,
can hear it.
Just,
who is this and what are they talking about?
If all right, let's see if any get. 888-410-1057.
Ready?
Who is he and what is he talking about?
What it is you
yeah.
Head still, and then you just look up as far as you come. One, two, three. And
yeah.
Then go back to the middle. And down. One, two.
What is he doing? Is it a new dance? Or
and
what?
Then turn, you go to the left, to the right.
To the left.
You do three lots of that.
There it is.
All right,
who
there you
is
go.
It?
Who is it?
What is he talking about? 888-410-1057.
All right.
Okay.
So what is it?
The chicken dance? No.
No, it's not the chicken dance,
okay.
Though. Today is
yeah.
Chicken dance day.
It is chicken dance day.
The one question Oprah Winfrey wishes she wouldn't have asked was when she was interviewing Sally Field.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked her if Burt Reynolds, Sally Field used to date him, slept with his toupee on.
Can you believe that?
Now, I feel like in today's, like, ask anything question, Sally would have giggled and been like, huh, or like, you know, just blown it off. Well, not Sally.
Mm.
She said Sally went cold on her and the interview was basically over. So Oprah was on Rob Lowe's podcast talking about this. Rob Lowe gets a lot of people on that podcast, by the way.
He's very easy to listen to. He's fun. Yeah.
She said, even now, I cringe to think that I asked that question. It was like, whoa, Sally went cold on me on live TV. I deserved it because it was such an inappropriate question.
Uh-huh.
She said that her producers were the ones who pushed her to do it. But, you know.
Always blaming the producer.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah,
I know that trick, and I feel like it's not true.
Well, the producer,
like
Ryan made
yeah.
this.
Yeah, he made me do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Come on, Oprah, do it.
Well, she had to think, you know, whether or not she wanted to ask this Oscar winner how her boyfriend, whether or not he slept with his toupee on.
You know, maybe she didn't realize it was going to land so badly, but if you're going to ask a question like that as a reporter, you know to ask it as the last question because
yeah.
you know that if the response is bad, like you save it for the Columbo. Oh, yeah. One more question.
Yeah, one more question.
That's, yeah. So
yeah,
that's what you do. And then if it goes cold, funny. You're like, the interview's over anyway, so have a nice day.
The tough man. Opener.
Yeah, it is a tough opener. Never open with
tough.
The toupee question.
No. Not
Let
Bert.
That be a lesson to you. Does anybody yeah. have any guesses? Do you want me to tell you about?
Well, I think our friend Jermaine. Jermaine, who was it, and what is he doing?
Oh, it's Sir Paul McCartney, I believe, and he's doing eye exercises. I believe, maybe.
Yes.
Look at you,
Jermaine. Yes. He's doing eye yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Eye
mm-hmm.
yoga. I thought he was doing the chicken dance.
Blind.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
No.
Here's a fun fact: Paul McCartney at 78 doesn't even wear reading glasses.
I don't know if that's eye
mm-hmm.
yoga or genetics.
Well, it's eye
well,
yoga.
He doesn't know how to read music.
Oh, stop. He's a great... Thank Jermaine. Yeah, it's Paul McCartney. Doesn't wear glasses. He does eye yoga.
All right, I'm starting
that's
it.
That's how you look up. You look down a few lots.
Yeah.
Then you go look left for
and
a few
you,
lots.
And if you... Pull your
right,
head
Brian?
Up and kiss yeah. the sky, like kiss, pretend kiss the sky. You don't
boobly,
get a double
boobly,
check.
Boobly, boobly, boobly.
That's how Paul McCartney does it.
He's very sugary.
Anyway, don't be hating on Paul McCartney. No.
Well, good for him. He can like see that. At 78. Wow.
Yep.
I love it.
That's good. Good.
I don't believe him.
Yeah. What do we have for Jermaine?
Nothing.
Okay, thanks.
Jermaine didn't wish you a happy birthday.
He did not. That's why.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday. Yeah. So on Fridays, we like to have a little fun. Put our hair down, as they say.
Yep.
Get a little silly.
It looks good long.
Thank you.
Out of that ponytail. Sensitive ponytail, man.
All right, now, settle down, LBF. It's time to meet our players for the five-second game. Let's say hi to Michelle first. Michelle, a physical education teacher in Swampscott. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You on your way to school?
I am. I'm on my way to school right now. Yep.
Phys ed teacher. Bye. LBF, you loved phys ed, didn't you, back in the day?
Your class was about the one I skipped the most.
Oh. Easy, LB.
I was very intimidated by crab soccer.
Yeah. Did
you? Hey, actually, that's what we're doing today.
Oh, thank God I'm not there.
Okay.
Timeless game.
She gets an I for that, right? Incomplete. Let's go.
Incomplete, LB.
Let's say hi to Jimmy and Carla. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Jimmy. So you work for the DPW, right?
I do.
Like it. And then Carla, beautiful town.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, guys, you know how the five-second rule works. We're going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds. Name as many as you can in that category. Brian will keep score. One of you two fun people are going to win a $100 gift card to where, Brian?
Bertucci.
Hello.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, I got Michelle, LBF, you got Jimmy. Why don't you start with Jimmy first? Here we go.
Okay, Jimmy. Type.
No talking, Michelle, while Jimmy's playing in Vicey Versy. Okay, here we go.
Types of cheese.
Types of cheese. Jimmy, go.
Swiss. Provolone, American, Limburger, feta.
Whoa, we got a player.
Limburger.
Limburger.
You can tell he lives in Carlisle.
Yeah. Fancy cheese shop.
The stinkiest of cheeses.
Okay, good stuff, Jimmy.
I didn't say toe, but.
Toe. No. No. Okay. Now let's go to Michelle. Okay, Michelle, your first category, too. It's an easy one. We start you easy. The category is sandwiches. Types of sandwiches, go.
Roast beef, egg, chicken salad, tuna, chicken cutlet,
wow.
Ham and cheese.
Okay, stop. Brian, you get a count on that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Good stuff, guys. All right, number two, Jimmy, you're up.
Okay, Jimmy. In honor of Bob Bronson's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Famous Bob's.
Oh, wow. Famous Bob's. Here you go, Jimmy.
Bob Marley, Bob, Robert Klein, Bob.
Took him a while to get going. All right, Jimmy, good stuff. Number two. All right, this is for as a phys ed teacher, you might know this. You see a lot there. Michelle, things that get itchy.
Ew, Bob.
It's gym class. Things that get itchy, go.
Your nose, your butt, your knee, your calf, your eyelid.
you got how many you got there, Brian?
All right.
You knew we were going to have the
couple buzzer. After the buzzer.
Yeah, okay, fine. All right, Jimmy, this is your last shot. You got to score as many as you can.
Okay. Clean words. Words you say instead of the F word.
Oh, boy. You going there?
Words you say.
Okay, Jimmy. Things you say.
Instead
of
words.
The F word. Okay, think of your toe getting stubbed. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Dadgummit, Dagnabbit, Rassafrappin.
That's pretty good.
I didn't know you were Yosemite Sam. Oh my
God. That was pretty Dagnabbit. That was pretty good. All right, Jimmy, sit tight.
He uses the real world word a lot more than those.
Jimmy, sit tight. Let's see how you do. All right, Michelle. Michelle, my bell, this is your last chance to score as many as you can on the board. Yours is foods you might find in the bedroom.
Bob.
Well, you might want to have food in the bedroom. Go!
Strawberries, chocolate, raspberries, fruit.
Yeah, well, you got to get fruit. Okay, you got three. Hey, you still like any whipped cream with her fruit.
Nobody ever mentions artichoke dip. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Or hummus. You know, hummus. Who knows?
I mean, really. All right, always fruit.
Let's tally the score, Brian. Artichoke. Tally the score.
Jimmy came in with a nice even 10.
10, Jimmy.
Very good job, Jimmy.
Michelle?
13.
Whoa!
Winner, winner.
We got a winner. All right, Jimmy.
That's funny.
Good job, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Nice meeting you, Jimmy. Thank you for listening, Jimmy. We appreciate it. You can say goodbye to Michelle.
Enjoy your birthday.
Bye, goodbye, Jimmy.
Michelle. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. All right.
Thank you.
Let's give Michelle her prize. What she got, Brian?
A $100 gift card to Bertucci's. You can try the Big Poppy Pizza and Bundle to benefit the David Ortiz Children's Fund now at Bertucci's. Order at Bertucci's.com.
There you go, Michelle. Enjoy Bertucci's. Okay, I'm sure there's
awesome.
One. Near you. Hang on,
thanks.
Okay?
Yes, thank you, guys. We love you. Listen to you every morning.
Hey, now, ring that bell, Brian.
I'd play crab soccer with you any day.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks.
Are you hanging on?
Is this the real life?
That's Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, 105.7, WROR, 80s and more. It's 729. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court is coming up here. And this one, I'm telling you, it's going to, well, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
But I would just say this. It is a situation I would not want to find myself in.
Okay.
I don't think you would either.
Okay.
So we'll tell you about that coming up. But we got some phone calls. Want to just say hi?
Yeah, I want to say hi.
Hey, WROR, good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Gargling.
Happy birthday, you old bastard.
Oh, my God, come on.
Happy birthday to you. Are you happy now?
Wait.
Oh, more high maintenance than a bra. Oh,
no, okay. No, wow.
All right.
Now you lost LBF.
Love you guys. Happy birthday, Bob.
I can tell.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Bob Bronson. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you, Cindy. Very nice. Other than the other guy who just called.
I'm a big birthday person because all the days for everybody else, all the holidays, that's your day. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to do anything. You just receive.
I like
it. So there
it.
You go.
I'm
on board. And you can celebrate
board.
The whole month.
No, not the whole month, no. I just want one.
At least the weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Okay,
Brian.
At least the weekend, yes. Okay.
Thanks, Cindy. Thank you,
welcome.
Cindy. Bye-bye. Very nice. Appreciate
very
that,
nice.
Cindy. The other guy called me the D.O.B. I don't like that.
A D.O.B.?
I'll have to tell you that.
Okay.
I can't say that.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll
yep.
come back Monday. Hi, Joe. What's up?
Bob, this is Joe, a long-time listener. Want to wish you a happy birthday today.
Thank you, Joe.
I didn't know it was your birthday until I turned on the radio and heard your famous voice from LBF to say it was your birthday.
And that was very nice of LBF. Very nice.
All I do is
LBF,
try.
Good job.
Yeah, good stuff.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And Brian Bell, I just got one message from Brian.
Oh,
Brian, I'll be sending some a donation for your PMC challenge fight.
Hey, thanks, Joe. What a guy. Away.
That's good. That's great, Joe.
Send it right along.
You know Thank what? You. I'll say this. You are not the average Joe. Right? No, he's better than average.
Just, yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, glad here he goes.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Bye.
There
he
goes.
He's not average at all. Hi, Sally.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sally. I appreciate that. Very nice of you to call.
It's a great day for a birthday because today is also my 5-year wedding anniversary.
Yay!
Oh,
congrats.
That's nice.
Well, what's your
Bob's older than 5.
Okay. And Sally? I was going to ask Sally what her spouse's name is.
His name is Kevin.
My name is Harry.
When Sally met Kevin.
Yeah, all right.
Well, you guys have a great night, okay? I mean, dinner. Have a great dinner.
You have a great birthday.
Thank you. It started off to a great start. Great start. Okay. Good. Thank you, Sally.
Is today?
Bye-bye. Today is your birthday.
Okay. Nice. Now, guys.
Happy birthday. This is the best day of the year.
Yeah.
I love this song.
That's Michael Bolton.
I know. Yeah. It's just for you, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
You are.
All right.
God knows how old today.
Okay, that's fine.
Now it's your time to celebrate.
All right, Mike, okay. Thank you.
Hey.
Fine. How's more?
Okay.
Got to do this thing here.
Yeah, I know.
We have morning court coming up. Can I? We good?
Yeah,
we're Michael
good.
Does.
He's got a great voice.
I know.
Boy, you know, he got Michael Bolton.
No, Groban, but.
Hey, Ryan is on the phone. His best friend is getting a divorce after 20 years of marriage because she was naughty. And Ryan knows a little bit more than he's saying. So we'll talk to Ryan. Come, I would not want to be Ryan today, I'll tell you that.
No.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session today, and we've got Ryan on the phone with us. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
With this situation right now.
Yeah, it says in your email, a friend of yours is getting a divorce, right? I mean, that.
Right.
So how is that affecting you? What's going on?
All right. Well, I'm like, you know, I'm his best friend, and it's just really awkward to me. So they were married for 20 years, and his wife was cheating on him. So he's just devastated right now. He's really upset, as you can imagine. I mean, they have 2 kids, and things seem to be going great.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we've been going out for a lot of beers and talking about it these days, and, you know, just trying to help him work it through.
That's nice. Yeah.
Right. And he's asking, like, you know, how could he have not known, like, you know, what did he do wrong? So he's really just putting the microscope on himself. Like, right. How did he screw this whole thing up?
She cheated.
Yeah, but.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
he's like,
still.
Oh, how did I, you know, he thought he pushed her away and caused this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, this is so out of character for her. And maybe, she maybe just needs to see some, like, a professional and just work through this and everything would be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is that I know that she cheated on him. I knew it the whole I knew she even cheated on him when they were engaged, for example.
Wait a minute.
Like,
Ryan, you knew this?
Yeah. That's the thing. And so I'm like, I feel incredibly guilty the whole time. I'm like kind of biting my tongue.
Hey, Ryan, did you tell him that you knew?
No, I can't. I don't know how to say anything. Like, I don't know what to do. So, like, he's saying how he pushed her away and this and that. But I mean, when they were engaged, she was cheating on him. And I figured it was like pre-wedding jitters, that kind of thing. And right.
And you never said anything. They got married and you thought it was all good. Put it behind you.
Yeah.
Right.
But then she was like even coming on to me at one point.
She was coming on to you.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've never told him that.
No. So, like, I'm just sitting there not mentioning it, but I'm pretty confident she just comes on to everybody all the time. And he's lucky this is ending in a way.
Yeah.
But, like, he keeps saying, she's so perfect. I feel so bad, you know, that kind of stuff.
You're afraid to tell him that you knew she was cheating from the get-go, continued right. to, and yeah. even hit on you.
Right. And I want to tell him, well, you have to stop beating yourself up. This isn't.
Yeah.
She was bad from the start, and, like, you're lucky to get out of this kind of thing, but at the
Sounds
same
that
time,
way to me. But now you're going to yeah. lose a friendship, too.
Yeah. If you, like, you'll make him feel better, but you might lose a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, I only just kept my, you know, I only kept it in for 20 years, but, you know, I'll tell you now. You
yeah.
yeah.
God, wait a minute. So she, I'm just curious, like, so she hit on you
yeah.
while they were married.
Yep.
Just like, was it subtle or was it like an obvious thing or were you misreading it?
No, it was super obvious. She hit on me multiple times.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's serial. Yeah. Wow.
She's insatiable, Bob.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. What?
Ooh, this probably is tough because he feels probably stupid not
lose.
Knowing.
You
and then he probably
friend.
Will feel even worse not knowing that you knew.
Mm.
But
she probably hit on you two.
I haven't met her, I swear. I do not know
it's
this.
It's hard
woman.
Not to. It's hard not to hit on Bob.
you do a good
Something
job.
Something comes over you.
You just do a great job. Ryan, that's a dilemma because you don't want to lose a friend over this. And I got to be honest, you might. If I knew that a friend of mine knew and never said anything, I'd be kind of upset.
But some people say don't say anything because it's a marriage and it's between them and you don't know and don't get involved. So okay. I see where he's coming from.
I don't want to make this just a yes or no thing, but Ryan, should he say anything and let it go? And if so, how?
Was he wrong not to say anything
Ryan,
all these years?
Wrong? Okay, Ryan, stay tuned. Folks, okay. We'll be calling 888-410-1057. You know, maybe just Ryan's that kind of guy that women can't help themselves with. I don't know. But
just like you, Bob.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. All right, Ryan. All right, stay tuned, so my friend. Okay.
No, thanks so much.
You try to make me blush. I know you always do that. You just want to see if I blush.
Yeah, I know.
I probably am. to reiterate.
Yes.
Ryan did nothing. Okay, so he didn't. She hit on him, but he didn't do anything.
Right.
But he never said anything either. So
right.
Do you lock it down, this secret? Keep it locked after 20 years? They're getting divorced, so,
yeah,
you
so
know.
Maybe, but.
I don't know. How would you handle it? That's the question. Ryan's listening. He doesn't want to lose his friend of a long time, but. It's a secret that's hard to keep, too, right? 888-410-1057. What would you say to Ryan? We just talked to Ryan. He's, in a pickle because he's got a longtime friend of his who's getting a divorce. And Ryan knew from the get-go, 20 years ago, that his friend's wife, had already cheated, hit on him, Ryan, on a couple of occasions. Now they're divorcing. Ryan says, should I just say anything about it or just keep it in lockdown? Let's see. Karen, you're up. What do you think Ryan should do, if anything?
I think that Ryan should tell his friend that he saw certain things over the years but didn't want to get involved. But now, putting all the pieces together, he should tell his friend he did nothing wrong, and that he's better off without her. And he could even say, I think she even hit on me. Mm. And I didn't put two and two together, but here's what happened.
Yeah. That's a lot to unload, as they say. But you say, go for it. Okay. All right.
Can I also mention that there's a marquee up about Bob Bronson's birthday on Route 38 in Tewksbury?
Oh, my God. Is that right?
Is unreal.
I didn't pay for it. I didn't pay for it. I had nothing to do with it.
You didn't.
Is it Schlotz Tires or Schatz Tires? What is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. So the whole world is celebrating.
That
the
is so nice.
World.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Schlotz Tires
right,
in Tewksbury. That's really fun. Thank you, Karen.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, good luck to Ryan, and I hope it works out.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pass it on. He's listening. We're going to take more calls. We got Tracy. Tracy, you had totally disagree with what Karen just said.
I do.
Okay.
I went through a divorce 5 years ago. I know it takes a village to get through one, so having your friends close is important, and I think that he'll find out another way. And I think it's more important that he maintain the friendship as much as possible and be there for him as he needs it. But I don't think that he should tell him.
Okay. See, there it is. The exact opposite. Hey, thank you, Tracy. Have a great day. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, what do you think Ryan should do, if anything, about that situation?
Ryan, don't worry about your friendship. 39 years I've been friends with my girlfriend. I told her before she got married that her fiancé was cheating on him. And they were married for 16 years. He continued to cheat. He drained her bank account. He called 900 numbers, and he was horrible.
Wow.
And we didn't speak. Yeah, we didn't speak for about a year and a half. Mm. And you know what? Today, we're stronger than ever. We're best friends. And she thanked me. At the time, it hurts. It definitely hurts. Wow. But 39 years later, and we are the best of friends.
That's it.
If it's a true friendship, don't worry about it. I say tell him.
Yep. All right, Chris. Thank you.
Over a couple of beers.
There, all right, Kevin, you better be buying. You better be buying.
Yeah.
Sit down. All right, Jody, what do you say?
Basically, the way I feel is it happened to my boyfriend. His best friend's girlfriend cheated on him all the time. Mm. And it was blatant. It wasn't something that you couldn't see. Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening was they ended up not being best friends because my boyfriend didn't want to tell him. My answer is, if he can't see it, then it's on him because you're going to lose your best friend.
Yeah, well, they're getting divorced, so it's over that much. So more, it's more of a post-mortem.
No, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like he's going to Monday morning quarterback it.
Exactly. But if you tell him about it that you knew all these years, you're going to lose your best friend.
Yeah, that's the risk. But
that is the risk. But you got to live with yourself
that
or not.
That is the risk. And if he, you know, if he knew about it then, he should have spoke then. Now, it's just going to... like throwing salt in the wound.
There it is.
Down.
Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome.
Okay, salt in the wound, not fun.
Salt on margaritas, yes.
Fun.
Salt in wounds,
not
no.
Fun. No, okay, got it. So what do you think? 888-410-1057.
Absolutely not. Do not say a thing. Just be quiet about it because there's nothing you can do about it now. And it could just ruin the friendship and break this guy's heart.
Keep it a lockdown.
Keep it in a lockdown.
Okay.
Lock it up, buddy. Lock it up.
Thank you, Amy. All right. Well, that's valid. Brian, what do you have to say?
Well, I just wanted to know if Ryan was going to give out her name or not.
No, she's not going to give out her name.
Oh, come on. Well, there are some single guys out there.
Yeah, oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God. Brian, you're like an easy target, don't you?
Who doesn't?
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Wow. Hi, Tara.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Everybody doing good?
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody's good. I just wanted to say, I think there's a way that this guy could tell his friend how his fiance or wife at the time hit on him.
Yeah.
And kind of lessen the blow. I think he could have said, you know, hey, buddy, years ago, your wife hit on me, but at the time I thought it was kind of a joke, so I didn't say anything. And now that you guys are getting divorced and looking back on things, perhaps she wasn't kidding. I'm sorry I didn't tell you years ago, you know, but don't feel so bad that you're getting a divorce.
Well, that's good, but you're missing one thing.
What?
I don't know if you heard Ryan's call. Did you hear Ryan's call?
I don't think I did.
Okay, that's why. He also said that he's pretty sure she cheated on him prior to the wedding. So that one you can't explain, and he knew that.
Maybe leave that one out.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, leave that one out. Just kind of go.
A full confession.
Yeah.
Side of confession.
Yeah.
And a shot, please.
Yeah. Tequila. So maybe that's, you know, a good idea. Just
he could still tell his friend that, you know, his wife was a cheater, and but kind of lessen the blow.
That's good. I like
sorry
that.
Sorry I didn't tell you years before.
Sorry about that. We cool? Okay.
We're cool.
Thank you, Tara.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right, Keith. Same thing happened to you that says on your screener?
Yep. This similar situation happened to me years ago. This young lady I was very much involved with cheated on me with a friend of mine, an employee of mine. Okay. To make matters even more difficult, a month prior to this, she put the moves on my best friend. And he told up front, no, don't do that. Get away from me. You're wrong. And now he's saying, like, what do I do? Do I approach him and say, hey, look, she just happened to me? But he let it go, thinking that'd be the end of it. And when she cheated on me with somebody else, he was consumed with guilt. But he saw what was going on. He finally approached me and told me what happened. And this is exactly what I did. I was mad and angry at him.
I was directing all that pain toward him. Mm-hmm. And we didn't talk for a very short while, you know. But he stood up because I have to tell him and just tell him what's going on. We've been best friends ever since. This is like 20 years ago.
Because you respected it.
Ryan.
Right.
Exactly. Ryan needs to tell him. Needs to tell him. He's going to be mad and angry. If your friendship is that strong, it'll work itself out.
I'm kind of leaning in that direction.
I like it. I'm leaning in that direction.
Because you're going to find out how real your friendship really is. And if Ryan, you know, his friend might respect it after some time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, my friend also knew that all this pain and suffering I was going through, I'm not directed toward anybody in my path. And he, unfortunately, he was tired of it. But he knew we'd be friends again. And I'm talking like 3-4 months later, it all worked out.
Yeah.
The best.
There it is. Okay. But, you know, you only fool me once. That's it. You don't get to do this twice.
Oh, no. People fool me a lot. That's right.
Good luck to you, Ryan. Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, Keith. I appreciate it. Wow. Is that right, LBM?
Yeah.
You only fool me once.
Fool me again. And again, and again.
You know what I was thinking about when Keith was talking the whole time was Biz Markie.
Oh, God.
You say he's just a friend?
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
Yeah.
But a year to make love, she wanted you to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a story of my situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is the worst song.
You say he's just a friend?
It's not a song. It's a man who sounds like he...
Stop it. Susan's on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. How you doing today?
We're okay. You're up for last call for Ryan. Go ahead. You got last call.
Okay, I don't think he should say anything, because when his friend convinced the wife, I think she's going to blow herself up, and I think his name will be mentioned, and then when his friend comes to him, he can basically say, well, I thought she was coming on to me, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to interfere in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought she was going to blow it up anyways.
Just kind of stealth.
Like,
just kind of play back a little bit.
Know.
You know what? Let the game come to you.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yes. Let it come to you. Right, Susan? That's what Belichick
exactly.
says. I don't know. Doesn't he say that? Let the game come to you? Or Tom
does. Like this, though. Let the game come to you.
I'm going to do it. Whatever's best for the team.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
She's gonna blow herself up at some point.
I think right. No.
What? I'm serious.
Never the call. Never mind. Susan, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye. Very nice. You say he's just a friend. I love that song.
And why?
Because it's Biz Markie, man.
I don't mean to yuck your yum. I hate it when people say mean things about Brad.
No, don't worry. My wife hates it, too.
But. Bad.
Yeah, she hates it.
It's a warble. It's not a song.
He's a warbler.
It's a warbler.
He does warble.
Not like in a good
not
way.
Not like these guys. What are you going to warble about in Dirty Laundry?
Oprah and the worst question she ever asked.
That's next. Okay.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Hey, let's say good morning to today's player, Raymond, from Southeastern. Good morning, Raymond. Let's try it again. Good morning, Raymond.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, there we go. Your friends call you Ray or Raymond?
It's Ray, son.
Yeah, that's good. We're friends.
Ray, okay.
We're going to go with Ray. Ray, hey, what do you do? Tell us about yourself.
You know, I'm working on cars, slamming a wheel hub in right now. Yeah, you know.
You work on cars?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Mechanically inclined. I wish I was. Boy, I'd save a lot of money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? So, Ray, you ready to play Super Smart, see if you get $1,000?
Sure, why not?
All right. Well, you know, if you're not doing anything else.
Ray, you called us just for the reference. Okay. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, you know.
All right. Well, I like he's. You know what? He's chill.
Chill.
The dude is chill.
Yep.
Well, Ryan, you know how Ray, you know how it works. You get all 10 of these questions right. We'll give you $1,000. Okay. If you're not sure, say pass. And this time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Here we go, Ray.
What is 59 plus 1?
60.
What do you blow out on cakes at birthday parties?
Candles.
True or false? August is the most popular birthday month.
True.
When a person's date of birth or his or her age is exactly the same, it's called what?
Pass.
What did Shakespeare do on his 52nd birthday?
Pass.
Christmas Day celebrates this guy's birthday.
FDR?
True or false? It's Bob Bronson's birthday.
True.
What's the original title of the song Happy Birthday to You?
Happy Birthday to You? I don't know.
How many minutes in a year?
5,067 or something.
In Canada, it's tradition to rub this on your nose on your birthday.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, good. Neither was I, Ray. Hey, Ray, you got 4, but I think technically he got number 5 right.
I think he got 5 right.
I think he got 5 right.
I like it.
Yeah, you said it. Okay, let's explain, LBF.
All right, we'll explain. What did Shakespeare do on his 52nd birthday? He passed. He died. So when you said pass,
yeah,
you were right.
You were right, yeah. He passed. All right, that makes you 5 correct. Here's,
all right.
Here's what
so there you go. When a person's date of birth and his or her age is exactly the same, it's called a champagne or golden birthday. Christmas Day celebrates Jesus's birthday.
Jesus was what we're
FDR,
looking for.
He's
January 30th.
too bad. Can't give you that. Jesus.
Sorry. And FDR was nice. What's the original title of the song Happy Birthday to You? It's Good Morning to You.
Oh, good morning. Well, doesn't sound the same.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
I get
happy
it.
Happy birthday.
Morning.
Yeah, yeah. So you go.
Okay, fine.
How
okay.
many minutes in a year? 525,000.
Over half a million. Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's a song in Rent, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
A little low.
Yeah.
A little low.
In Canada, it's a tradition to rub butter on your nose on your birthday.
That's not what I heard.
All right.
It could be worse. Right? Could be worse. Ray,
and that's
hey.
In celebration of Bob Bronson's birthday, which is today.
Don't put any butter on my nose.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Raymond. I appreciate it. Hey, Ray, how about this? How would you like to put your nose in some pizza? Huh? You got a $100 gift card to Bertucci's.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to ask you, Ray, who are you going to take with you to Bertucci's if you have a choice? Who's going with you?
Probably my own peace in mind.
No, just you.
My own peace
All right, Ray. Enjoy it.
He's a loner, rebel.
Hey, you know what? He doesn't have to spend it all in one day. For everybody else, try the Big Poppy Pizza and bundle to benefit the David Ortiz Children's Fund now at Bertucci's. Order at Bertucci's.com. Hey, Ray, have a great day. We appreciate you playing, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, he's a good guy. There he is. Hey, for a chance to play, go to WROR.com. I like that Ray is mechanic because you're going to need, you know, there's not enough young guys are going into the trades like that. He's smart. Always have a J-O-B when you
Lots
do that.
Lots under the hood.
That's
you
it.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got a lot there.
All right.
Okay, hey, play the game.
Does it?
No, it's not. Go to WROR.com, sign up to play. And while you have a moment, go ahead and play the home version of the game. LBF does a stupendous job with that. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Would you like a fun fact about that song?
Yes, please. I've been waiting for it all 3 minutes.
Yes. It wasn't so fun for Randy Meisner.
Oh, you hear that?
High?
Yeah.
He had to hit that high note, and he was tired of it. He didn't want to do it anymore. And they got in a fight backstage after Glenn Frey said, "You do it, man.
Yep.
You're doing it." And he didn't do it. And that was it for Randy Meisner.
I saw that. Was that the same? Was it in a documentary?
No, it was something I've always known.
Oh, just always known.
Yes. It was a documentary.
I saw that documentary.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was such a good documentary.
Well, it was still a fun fact. Wasn't
it is
it?
Still.
Yeah, still fun. You don't want to get fired for, you know, not hitting those high notes, right?
It's true.
Right. Words to live by. It's 8:40. Let's do some dirty laundry.
Okay.
Here they are again, the Eagles. What do you got, LBF?
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you the one question Oprah wishes she never asked. All the questions in all of the Oprah interviews, this is the one.
Yep.
But first, I want to talk about something that's really upsetting me. Olivia Munn. You know who she is? Aaron Rodgers'
I know
ex.
She dated Aaron Rodgers. I do
She's
know.
She's dated everybody.
Oh, okay.
Well, apparently, you know John Mulaney, comedian
yeah,
SNL.
Sure. Yeah.
He went into rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of rehab, yeah. And he decided to divorce his wife for 6-7 years.
Oh.
And she was heartbroken. Like, actually said, "I'm heartbroken." That was her statement to the press.
Who
and
said
I wish
that?
Him
the
all
wife.
The best. Now soon to be ex-wife.
The wife said heartbroken.
Yes.
Okay.
But apparently, Olivia Munn has been chasing after that John Mulaney for years.
Oh.
So this is what happened.
Homewrecker, huh? Ugh.
I mean, this bothers me because apparently she went to Seth Meyers' wedding in Martha's Vineyard in 2013.
Mm.
And she was there with her then-boyfriend, Will Forte.
Oh, yeah. Another Saturday Night Live guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, see what's happening here?
Uh-huh.
And apparently she met John and his wife, and she said on the Huffington Post podcast that she was completely obsessed with the two of them. And I was like, oh my gosh, do you and your fiance want to go have dinner or something or go hang out? At first it was cool, and then I kept going up to him at the wedding and saying, so you're having fun? I was just so obsessed with hanging out with him and talking to him. And then he never emailed her back after she repeatedly emailed him.
Wow.
And now she's dating him.
Jeez.
And he just announced that he's getting a divorce, which really bothers me.
You think she,
I feel like there should
she
be
might have
a,
something to do with it.
I think she does.
Oh, boy.
Where there's smoke, there's Olivia Munn.
It's okay.
That's it's true.
Munn's
and
the word,
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, not to blame the woman, but I'm just going to go with
okay.
this. Aaron Rodgers dated her for like 3 years and was completely estranged from his family because of her.
Yeah, yeah.
And that,
true.
I think, is a problem because they said they didn't really trust her, and he took her side and not theirs, and look now.
Okay. The poor wife. You know?
I feel so bad for the wife. Right? She's like an artist and cute and little and sweet.
And, oh.
And
then you got
like,
Olivia Munn.
And then you got Olivia Munn coming in.
Hot.
So hot. All right. So what's the question that Oprah wishes she never asked in all the interviews?
Okay.
It was when she was interviewing Sally Field, who, Steel Magnolias, just everybody, dated Burt Reynolds.
Smokey and the Bandit.
You love
dated
me. You
Burt
really
Reynolds,
love me.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
She's asked if Burt Reynolds ever slept with his toupee on. Sally went cold on her, and the interview was basically over.
I don't think that's the question. I think it's when he sleeps with you, does he take his toupee off?
Yeah.
I think she was going blue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She wasn't asked if he sleeps with his toupee on.
Yeah.
You want to know if he sleeps with his toupee on.
Oh, you know. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Not nighty night.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Why I know what you're saying is because, like, you just put that tone in your voice and it just gets filthy. Just like you're like, not.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift. Bob.
Not
yeah.
sleeping, but sleeping.
Right.
And then everything turns weird and I'm like, oh.
Now, now you regret bringing it up, but
I do.
So does
almost
Oprah.
As much as Oprah.
So Oprah. Okay.
So that's how you'd ask the question. If Sally Field was sitting here, you'd say, "What would you say?" And you're Bob Bronson. So,
well, I'd say, "Well, you know, America wants to know, Sally. Toupee on or off?"
You know.
In the you know.
Oh my God.
In the. Bedroom in there.
In the boudoir.
Not while he's sleeping, but you know.
Yeah. And that is why Bob doesn't have his own production company.
Not yet. Not afraid to ask a tough question.
No, you're not.
Anyway.
You're never afraid.
No, not afraid.
I was witness to that on numerous occasions.
Okay, fine.
Like, Bob!
You can't ask that. You know what, Brian? Can I ask you? How are the roads?
Well, they're not great. Thanks for asking. Brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
Happy birthday to you.
He just had some pickle juice.
Happy birthday to you.
Gargling.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, you old bastard. Happy birthday to you. Are you happy now? Love you guys. Happy birthday, Bob.
Thanks, man.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Emmy, good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias. Thank you, Emmy.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, but in Espanol. So, feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños, Roberto. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
Whoa. Wow. I think she just said nice.
Hey.
I like it.
I hope you have a Via Bonita.
Oh, it's off to a great start.
So
thank you.
Nice.
I'm glad.
That really made
have a wonderful day, everyone.
Good morning. She's
you
so
too.
Nice.
My birthday's in October.
Thank you.
Oh, me too. Yay.
We don't actually celebrate birthdays in October.
Yes,
in
I can definitely call back for October.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Emmy. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Bob. I just wanted to call and wish you happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great day.
Well, so far, so good. It's a beautiful day in Boston.
Just off the air.
What's that?
And off the air. What does DOB mean? Because I work in healthcare, so I just know DOB is date of birth.
Well, some people might say I'm a DOB, especially today.
A dirty old.
No, I'm just an old bastard, but no.
Next time you're at DOB, you're going to only think of us. Or Bob.
Exactly. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. No, I'm just the OB, not the DOB.
You're a little D.
Okay.
You're the BOB. You're the BOB.
B-O-B.
The birthday old bastard.
Birthday. Yes.
Laura, I'm so glad you called. But I tell you what, I'm not going to tell you my DOB either.
Yeah, right.
So. Okay. Bye, Laura. Thank you.
Bye.
Today is your birthday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. This is
oh, guys, you really shouldn't have.
I did.
You shouldn't have.
Look what I got you, Bob Bronson.
Should I stand up?
You're
holding
no.
up. You're holding up. Oh, look at you. A keto double chocolate chocolate cake.
Yes.
Wow, I couldn't read from here. Need some eye yoga. Yeah.
Oh, now it's going to sparkle.
That's nice.
All right.
Thank you, LBF. Wow. And I think it'd be
delivering it and everything.
Appropriate for me to give you a quick
look out. Birthday hug.
You're the best, LBF. Thank you, dear. What happened to the rest of my stuff?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's a keto cake.
Oh, it's a keto cake.
That's what you get. It's on fire. You might want to put that out.
Yeah, good point. We have to wait for the sparkles. That's really cool. And hold it up to the camera.
Oh, look.
What do you got? Oh, my God.
Oh, look. LBF's bringing in presents.
This thing will not go
out. Wow, that thing's not going out.
What do you have?
Hey, we're going to burn the whole station down, I think, with that candle.
What's that, LBF?
This is Bob's present.
It's awesome. It is. Looks like a tool carrier.
It has,
of some sort.
Hey, wait, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you tell me what's good.
Where could it go?
And Brian, don't think I didn't see that email from my wife's favorite restaurant.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Get that.
Yeah. Bueno Malo.
Yes.
In beautiful Andover.
Right.
Thank you.
And in that toolbox are all the tools you need for you because it has all your favorite things.
Okay.
It has cheese.
What?
It has meat.
Yeah.
It has a cup that says coach on it because you like to coach people up.
Well, you know, some people
it has dark chocolate almonds.
Wow.
It has what else? A Nerf gun so you can get my attention.
Yes.
And the sought after a bottle of Blantus.
No way.
Wow. I found
it. You didn't have to do that.
I know.
LBF.
Mostly Dave didn't have to say, give it to Bob.
That is crazy. For folks who don't know, this Blanton's is
tough to find.
Tough to find, super pricey. You've set the bar high.
So I like my bars high and filled with booze.
No, you guys are the best. Thank you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Not that it's a significant birthday, just another one.
And there are sardines right from Italy in that.
What?
Yes.
This is awesome, guys.
I like to keep my gifts right at the amount that you can write off by the government.
Thanks,
so happy
Brian.
Birthday.
You guys are the best. Really, really is. You know, when I first took the opportunity to come to WROR and take over for a legend. I, you know, as we all know, that was, that's a big risk.
Yeah.
I'm like, who am I working with?
I know.
And they said, wait till you meet these two. Yep. But you guys have made it just awesome. So thank you so much.
I never thought I would ever get you such a nice birthday present when I first met you.
Yeah.
Well, but happy birthday.
Thank you, LBF. I'm going to try some of your cake.
I think it might be mush.
It's probably bad.
All right. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I just want to tell you happy birthday.
This is good. Thank you, Mark. Is it your birthday, too?
It's my birthday also. It's my birthday also today. I was born in 1960, so I think I got a few years on you.
Yeah, yeah, much, much. But thank you.
All right.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm having that keto cake. It's a little dry.
That's what you get
when you don't get real cake.
Yeah. I'm going to hit this button. Thank you, guys. Water? Did we bring water?
We're providing.
Wow.
You were locked into the commercial-free spring.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.